Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much again for joining me, especially on such short notice. Here from Dallas, Texas, Baruch Hashem, celebrating a chasana of a dear friend. And today's daf, tomorrow's daf, which we're going to learn right now, Be'ez Hashem, is Avodah Zarah, daf Samech Aleph. We are holding on the top of daf Samech Aleph Amud Aleph at the Mishnah on Samech Aleph Amud Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas's mother, Golda Bas Simcha Alea Shalom. So today we're going to discuss, the Mishnah is going to talk about, we're going to continue talking about wine that was left alone with a Nachri. And now we're going to talk about a case where the Nachri has some sort of shaychus to the wine, and he has a shaychus to the house where the wine is left. And it's also going to talk about being metaher yeinu shelo dekuchavim, that if a person wants to produce wine together with a nachri, but they want to make that wine kosher to sell to a Jewish person, so how exactly one pulls that off. The Mishnah also is going to talk about a city that has ovdei kuchavim and Jews in it, that the wine is dafka going to be mutter in a case where the house is pasuach l'rishus harabim. So we're going to discuss other cases. The Gemara is going to give other cases where the wine is going to be mutter, not only if it's pasuach l'rishus harabim. Then we're going to discuss the din of yayin that belongs to Yisrael in the rishus of Yisrael, but somehow the nachri has shaychus to that house, so what's the status of such wine? And then the Gemara is going to start discussing the sheet of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar in the Mishnah, that rishus of the chavim achasi. So the Gemara is going to explain what exactly does Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar mean when he talks about in the context of being metah Hariyeno, the Rishus of the Chavim Achasi, and then the Gemara is going to get into a discussion. The end of the Perek is going to be a discussion about whether Rechoshesh Legomlin, whether Rechoshesh for people repaying favors one to the other, and therefore us being suspicious of what may have happened because of favors that one are going to want to pay, that one person is going to want to pay to the other. So let's get right to it. The Mishnah on the top of Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Hametar Yeinu Shelo Dekuchavim. If a Jew is pressing grapes in the wine press that belongs to a guy in order to make kosher wine so that it could be sold on the kosher market, v'notzno b'rishuso, and he keeps the wine in until it gets sold in the rishus of the Nachri, b'bayis ha'pasuach l'rishus harabim, but it's in a house that's open up to the rishus harabim. So if it's bi'ir she'yesh bo dekuchavim v'yisraelim, if it's a city that has both Jews and non-Jews living in the city, then mutter. Then the wine is going to be mutter, and mutter over here means that it's even mutter b'shtiyah, not only mutter b'hana'ah. So it's going to be mutter, because the guy is going to be afraid to touch the wine because he's worried that maybe Jews are going to see him. There are Jews walking by in the Rosh Hashanah. It's Pesach Pasuach, the Rosh Hashanah. Anyone could take a peek inside. So if they see him messing around with the wine, they're going to tell his Jewish partner, and then he's going to lose out on all of the business. But b'irsha kulav dechavim, if the city is entirely made up of Ovdei Kuchavim, there are no Jewish people that live in the city whatsoever, then Aser, then the wine is going to be Aser Bahana'a, because no one's going to be walking by, so the Nachri is not going to be afraid to touch the wine or do whatever he wants with the wine. Achi Yeshivu Meshamer, and it's not going to be Mutter until the Jew sits there and watches the wine to make sure the entire time that the Nachri is not touching it. Veina Shomer Tzarchlios Yoshevu Meshamer, but the truth is, the Jew doesn't need to be sitting there watching the whole time. Even if he's Yotze v'nichlas, he comes and goes as he pleases without any warning, so the wine is going to be mutter, because at any moment the guy is going to be choshesh that he might be caught red-handed by the Jew that's Yotze v'nichlas. So that's why it's going to be mutter. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Amar Rishus of Dekuchavim Achasi. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar has this cryptic statement that the Gemara is going to have to discuss in more detail, that Rishus of Dekuchavim is Achas. So we'll have to see what that means when we get to the Gemara. So first the Mishnah explains the din of the Yayin in a case where the guy has a shaychus to the bayis but not to the Yayin. Hamitar yeinu shelo dekuchavim, if a person is making kosher wine from grapes that are owned by the chavim, v'nosno b'rishuso, and he keeps the wine in the rishus of the guy in a house that's open to the rishus harabim, v'ala kosevlo, and the guy writes to him in a shtar, hiskabalti mimcha ma'os, I will treat it as if you've already paid for this, meaning whenever you want to come pick up the wine, you are free to do as you please. I will not stop you from coming to pick up the wine. So then mutter. Then the wine is going to be mutter because the guy cannot prevent the Jew from taking the wine. And therefore, it's as if the Jew has already paid for it. So it's considered to be Yeno Shel Yisrael. And because it's considered to be Yeno Shel Yisrael, the Nachri is going to be very, very nervous about touching such wine. But if the deal is that if the Jew wants to come pick up the wine, the Nachri is not going to let him get away with it until he pays for it. Well, such a shayla came up in Beishan, and they asked the wine, because since the Jew still owes the non-Jew money for the wine, and the wine is meshubad to pay off that chov, the guy's not going to be afraid to touch the wine, to be menasech the wine, because if the Jew comes with the taina, hey, you were menasech my yayin, he'll say, what do you mean, your yayin? It's my yayin, you haven't paid for it yet. So as long as the Nachri has no fear of touching the wine and being menasech the wine, then we're going to be... concerned that he in fact did so, and therefore it's going to be aser. Now, we had said in the Mishnah that if you're matar yeno shel goy and you leave it in the house of the goy, but it's a pesach pesuach l'rishas rabim, but the only people that live in the city of the chavim, the wine is aser. So b'ir shekul of the chav nami v'yikar rochlan achzin bayaros. Ask the Gemara, wait a second, why is the fact that the residents of the town are all nachrim, why does that make the nachri feel safe? After all, aren't there always salespeople that are coming around selling things, trinkets and the like in the town, and those are all Jews. The Jews are in the sales business. So the Rochlan Machzirin Bayaros are he's always at risk of being caught by one of them, by one of the Jews that are passing through the town. So says Gemara, Amr Shmuel Bir Shiesh L'Dolasayim of Riach, that we have to make an Ukimta in the Mishnah, that we're talking about a city that's under lock and key, that no one can go into the city without special Roshus, and when a person does enter the city, the whole world knows about it, the whole city knows about it. So this guy will know exactly when a Jew has infiltrated, so to speak, the walls of his city, and when he needs to be careful about the wine, and up until that point, he will not be careful about the wine, and that's why it's in fact aser. Then the Mishnah said that when you have a city that has both Jewish and non-Jewish residents, then the wine is going to be mutter, provided that it's a Pesach Pesuch L'Rosh HaSarabim. So the Gemara is going to say, well, there are other cases where it might be mutter, even if it's not Pesuch L'Rosh HaSarabim. Amar of Yosef, v'chalon k'Rosh HaSarabim dami. If you have a chalon, meaning you have a window into the Rosh Hashanah, that's like it's Pesach Pesuch Rosh Hashanah. The ayin is going to be mutter because the guy is going to be afraid that maybe the Jew who lives on the other side of that window is going to see through his window. Meaning, if your neighbor has a good line of sight into your house or into your wine press, so that's also, and the neighbor might be Jewish, so that's also going to be enough of a deterrent for the Nachri that he's not going to want to touch the wine. And another case, the Ashba, Rosh Hashanah Dami. An Ashba is also like Rosh Hashanah. Because the wine is going to be mutter because people oftentimes stand on the ashpa, so the guy is going to be choshesh that if there's a line of sight from the ashpa right to my wine press, so he's going to be choshesh, he's going to be caught by a Jew, who's going to be on the ashpa vidikla. And if there's a dekel tree that when you climb up the dekel tree, you're able to see into the wine press of the nachri, also kirshas rabim dami. That's also considered like his house is open to kirshas rabim, and the wine is going to be mutter because the guy is going to be choshesh at any moment. The Bal HaDekel may be climbing up his tree to pick some peros from that tree, and then he's going to be caught. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Machlokes Asuros Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes, V'ashba v'chalon v'dekel afal pi she'in bo peros hare elu kirshas rabim v'chavis yayin sham v'agoya nimtza sham eino asura u'bayis ha'pasuch l'sham hare k'pasuch l'rishas rabim. Right, the Rambam says all of these cases, that's like the rishas Sarabim, with the case of the ashba and the window and the dekel, whether there's fruits on the dekel or not, that we'll see why, even if there's not fruits in a moment in the Gemara, that's all like Rosh Hashanah. And the barrel of wine and the guy that's there, nothing asers the wine. So the Radvaz, in his first explanation of the Rambam, says that the Rambam is explaining the Gemara that the barrel that was in the ashba or in the window or on the dekel, meaning that that's all considered a Rosh Hashanah. And even the chalon beso shalagai, meaning the point is that the Rambam is not just saying that he has a line of sight, but that that's where the barrel of wine is located. That's where the Rambam understood the Gemara. But anyway, the Pashup Shad in the Gemara is not that way. The Pashup Shad in the Gemara Lechora is just that the guy has a line of sight. So says Gemara, Pasuk Reshei, what if the top of the Dekel is cut off? This is not the way we normally use the term Pasuk Reshei in Shas, right? This is why you can't just do a search and look for every time it says Pasuk Reshei. Over here, Pasuk Reshei is used in its literal sense, that the top of the Dekel tree is chopped off, and therefore the Dekel is not producing any fruit anymore. So is the Nachri still going to be worried that a Jew is going to climb the tree and take a peek into his property and see that he's touching the wine? So Pliga Baravach of Ravina. Now, that's machlokas. Chad asur v'chad shari. One of them says zasur, the other one says it's mutter. The Gemara in Pesachim and Dafayin Dalit tells us that whenever we have a machlokas Rav Acha and Ravina, and we don't say who the mekel is and who the machmir is, the klal is that Rav Acha is the machmir and Ravina is the mekel, and the Gemara just gives three exceptions to that rule. And the klal is that we paskin like Ravina lekula, so we know who says what. The Gemara in Pesachim. So over here, it doesn't say who says what. Well, it does. It just says that one of them asers and one of them is matir, but it's in that order. Meaning, we said Ravacha and then Ravina. Ravacha is the one that asers. Ravina is the one that's matir. What's the svara for each one? Mandi aser, the one that says that it's aser, is that the guy is not going to be nervous at all about messing around with the wine. Because he's going to say, why would the Jew climb the Dekel tree? There's nothing to get from that Dekel tree anymore. The peiros are all off the tree. The peiros don't grow on the tree anymore. But Uman Deshari, the one that was Mekil, and thinks that the wine is going to be mutter because the guy is going to be afraid to touch the wine. Why is he going to be afraid to touch the wine? Zimna dav de le behema v'salkla yune basra. Sometimes he will have lost something. He will have lost an animal. So he's going to go to the highest place that he can find. And the highest place he can find is the top of the Dekel tree, and that way he'll get a better view of the whole surrounding area so he can find his behema. So the guy's going to be thinking, you never know when the Jew's going to climb his Dekel tree. He may not need it for peiros, but he may need it to get a point of view to be able to see where his animal may have wandered off to, and therefore he's going to be afraid to touch the wine. Now we're going to discuss wine that belongs to Yisrael in the Rishus of Yisrael, but somehow the guy has shaychus to the bayis. So Tan Rabban, we have a bayis as follows. Echad alokeh, whether a Jew buys or rents a house in a chatzar that belongs to an Ovid Chavim, umil ohu yayin, and he fills the whole house with barrels of wine. And so the wine belongs to a Jew, the house belongs to a Jew, but it's located in a chatzar that belongs to an Ovid Chavim. The Yisrael dar ba'osa chatzar, and the Jew lives in that chatzar, mutter. The wine is going to be mutter. Even though there's no Mafteach to the door of the house that the Jew has, and there's no chosam on the chavios. There's no seal on the barrels themselves. So the guy has no shaychus to the wine. He's going to be afraid of the Jew that lives in the chatzar, and therefore the guy is never going to walk into that bayis. So you could assume that that's fine. But bechatzar acheres, let's say the Jew lives in a different chatzar, then mutter. Then the wine is going to be mutter. Vehu shemafteach vechosam v'yado. That's provided that there's a mafteach to the door that the Jew has, and there's a chosam on the chavios. So since the wine belongs to a Jew, and there's a mafteach, and there's a chosam, the guy is going to be afraid to mess around with that chosam. He's not going to want to change the seal, and it may be obvious that it was tampered with. So he's going to be more nervous about it. Hamitar yeno shelov dechavim. If Yisrael is pressing grapes that belong to a guy to make kosher wine in order to sell it to Jewish people, and the wine is left b'rishuso in the rishus of the guy, the Yisrael dar ba'osa chatzer, and Yisrael lives in that same chatzer, mutter. The wine is going to be mutter. V'hu shemavtech v'chosam biyad. That's provided that the mafteach v'chosam is biyad Yisrael. But if there's no mafteach v'chosam biyado, even though the Jew lives in that chatzer, the wine is going to be aser, because since it's his wine, he's not going to be afraid to touch it. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Tana, Rabbi Yochanan said to the one who taught this brisa, don't say v'hu shemafteach v'chosam biyado, but rather t'ni afal pi she'ein mafteach v'chosam biyado mutter. That even if he doesn't have the mafteach and chosam biyado, it's still going to be mutter, because a Jew lives in the chatzer, so it's considered to be a shomer who's watching it the whole time. So even though there's no mafteach v'chosam that the Jew has, but he lives there, so the guy's going to be afraid to touch it because the Jew lives there. So that's a good enough shmira over the wine. Bechatzer acheres, the brisa goes on to say, if the Jew lives in a different chatzer, then aser afal pi she'ein mafteach v'chosam biyado. Yadol Divra Meir. Rameir says it's going to be Asr, even if the Jew does have a Mafteach and there's a Chosam on the barrels. The Chamos Rin Achi Shomer Yoshiv Meshamer Achiev Muna Balikitzin. And the Chamos are going to ask for the wine unless there's a Jewish person sitting there watching all of the wine to make sure that a Nachri doesn't touch it, or a person who is in charge of watching over these things is going to, it comes at random times, so the guy is going to be afraid to touch the wine when he knows that someone could be walking in at any time. So Mumuna Habal Lekitzin Pashup Shat means that he comes at predetermined periods of time, and the Gemara is going to say, well, that's weird. I mean, can you imagine a Mashkiach who does that? Mashkiach says, I can come in at 2 o'clock on Tuesdays, so you better be careful not to do anything and not kosher. So the guy's just not going to, he'll just be careful at 2 o'clock on Tuesdays, and he won't be careful the rest of the time. So balakitzin does not seem to be a helpful thing. So first, but we'll get to that. So the Brisa said, the chum aser achi shomer yoshiv mishamer. So which case is that going on? What are the chum disagreeing with? Chacham maheya, which part of the Brisa are the chum disagreeing with? Ilema asefa, if they're disagreeing with that which it says in the Sefa about the yayin of a goy b'rishus hagoy and the Yisrael lives in a different chatzer, it can't be that. Tanakam nami meser ka'aser. Rav Meir also asered in such a case. The Chum aren't arguing then. Ella aresha the Sefa. So it must be that it's going on the first case of the Sefa, meaning it's a yayin that belongs to a goy in the rishus of a goy, and a Jew lives in that chatzer. V'akam le Rav Yochanan l'tana t'ni afal pishen mavtech v'chosim biado. But didn't we say that the correct version of the brisa is that the wine is mutter even though there's no mafteach v'chosam biado? So you see that it's a davar pashut to Rabbi Yochanan that we're makel, even if the Jew doesn't have a mafteach v'chosam, we're makel. So you're going to tell me in a case where it's so obvious to Rabbi Yochanan that we're makel that the chum are going to aser in such a case? Min hakotze el hakotze, that's very rare. So ella must be a seifa deresha. The chum are arguing on the seifa the Resha, meaning the second half of the Resha, that it's Yayin Shel Yisrael, it's in the Rishus that the Jew has either purchased or rented from the Goy. The Tanakama says that Bechatzer Cheres, if the Jew lives in a different Chatzer, then Mutter, then the wine is going to be Mutter, V'hu Shemavtech V'chosam Biado, but only provided that the Jew has a Mavtech V'chosam. V'chachamim Omrim, and the Chachamim say, Li'olam Asar Achei Shomer Yoshem Mishamer, or Achei Avimunah Balak. And the Chum say, no, not good enough to have a Mafteach V'chosam. The Jew needs to be sitting there and watching it the entire time, and that's the only way it's going to be Mutter. So that's exactly the case that the Chum and Tanakama disagree about. Now, the Gemara just asks, Memuna Balakitzin Griusahu. If the Memuna comes at no predetermined known times, that shouldn't be helpful. That should be harmful. Because if you know exactly when he's coming, you know that when it's not that time, you could just do whatever you want. Ela Achiev Memuna She'enu Balakitzin. We have to change one word, that it should say the Memuna She'enu Balakitzin. Someone who does not come at predetermined times where we know exactly when he's coming. Okay, then we had said in the Mishnah that someone is Metar Yeno Shel Ovid Chavim and he leaves the wine in the Rishus of the Ovid Chavim. So if it's in a city that's only occupied by Ovid Chavim, the wine is going to be Aser. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rishus of the Chavim Achasi. So what does that mean? So Yibaylu, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Lahakel or Lahachmir? Is he coming to be Mekel that according to the Tanakhama, the wine is Aser, even if it's in the a different non-Jew's house? Or Reb Shimon ben Elazar disagrees and he's Mekel that if it's in a different non-Jew's house, it's mutter? Or is he coming to be machmir that according to the Tanakama, the wine is only usher if it's in that goy's rishos, but if it's in a different goy's rishos, it's going to be mutter? And Rabbi Shimon Elazar is being machmir that I don't care which goy's rishos it's in, it's going to be usher. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ze'iri Lahakel, Rabbi Nachman Amar Ze'iri Lahachmir. Ze'iri either said that he's coming to be mekel or that he's coming to be machmir, two versions of what Ze'iri said. Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Ze'iri and Rabbi Nachman in the name of Ze'iri. So we're going to explain which one. Rav Yehuda Amar Ze'iri LaHakel. Rav Yehuda Amar Ze'iri says that Rav Shimon ben Elazar is coming to be Mekil because V'achi Kav Amar Tanakama. Tanakama holds like this. Kishem Shebir Shuso Aser. Just like if the wine is left in the Rishos of the guy who owns the wine, it's going to be Aser. Remember, we're talking about a case where it's only non-Jews live in the city and supposedly kosher wine kept in the non-Jew's house, the non-Jew who owns all the grapes. So the Tanakama is saying that just like if it's in the non-Jewish owner of the grapes' house, it's going to be aser. Kach b'rishus avichav macher nami aser. So too, if it's in any other non-Jew's house, it's going to be aser, even though the Baal HaBayis maybe was miyachid a keren zavis in his house, and he's not going to touch the wine because he's worried that he's going to be accused of being a ganav. But nevertheless, we're choshesh at the guy who's the Baal HaYayin will be menasech. Why? V'chashinan legomlin. Because we're going to be choshesh at the Baal HaBayis whose house it's kept in, and the Baal HaYayin are going to be in cahoots with one another, and they'll have an arrangement with each other. Meaning, the one who's housing the wine will allow the Baal HaYayin to come in at any time to be menasech, so that if our roles are ever reversed and you're housing my wine, you'll allow me to come in and be menasech. So that's these two nachrim will allow each other free reign over the wine, even though it's being kept in each other's rishos. Rabbi Shimon Lazomer b'medvar mamur. Rabbi Shimon Lazomer says, "Well, wait just a second. No, when do we say that the wine is going to be aser? That's b'rishuso. That's only if it's kept in the rishos of the Baal HaYayin al b'rishus of chav macher. But if it's kept in the rishos of some other avid chavim mutter, then the wine is going to be mutter because it's not his wine. So he's nervous about being caught as a ganav. V'lo cheshin legomlin. And we're not worried that there's some sort of agreement between the two of them because he's choshesh that the Yisrael is going to see that the wine was used for libations and became aser, and he's going to have tainas on him. Meaning this Yisrael said, look, I'm trusting you to watch this wine. Do not allow anyone in. So he's not going to want to allow the other nachri in. He'll be caught. Rav Nachman Amar Zeiri lahachmir. Rav Nachman Amar Zeiri says that no, Rav Shimon Elazar is arguing on the Tanakama in the more machmir direction. V'achi kamar Tanakama. What the Tanakama was saying was the following. Bamedvar mamurim. When do we say that the wine that belongs to a nachri is going to be aser in a city that all of its residents are nachrim? That's berushuso. That's only if he keeps the wine in his own rishus. Av berushuso v'chav macher mutter. But if the wine is kept in some other ovid kochavim's rishus, then it's going to be mutter because the other ovid kochavim is not going to let him come in to be menasech the wine, and he's not going to, the other ovid kochavim whose house is being kept in is also not going to touch the wine because he'll be chapped as a ganav for doing that. V'lo cheshin in legomlin, and we're not choshesh that they have some sort of arrangement between the two of them. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer kol rishus of chav ma'achasi, all rishus of chavim are the same, and therefore it's all going to be aser because we are choshesh legomlin. Tanya kavasi Rav Nachman, we have a brisa that says just like Rav Nachman Amar Zeiri. Again, Rav Nachman Amar Zeiri is one that said that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar was more machmir, that the Tanakama was makel as long as you leave it in another non-Jew's house, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is machmir because the brisa says that lahachmir, that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is machmir, that Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar kol rishus avichav machasi mipnei haramain. That what does he mean? He adds just two more words to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's statement that yes, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says kol rishus avichav machasi. That's cryptic, but he says mipnei haramain because I'm worried about ramain, meaning I'm worried about people who are gomlin to one another, who are going to be in cahoots with one another, who are going to allow each other free reign over the wine that they're housing. So you see, the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is coming to be machmir. So now the Gemara brings a story related to this chashash of gomlin. Debei Parzak, the people of the household of a person named Parzak, Rofila, who happened to have been a very high government official, Osivu Chamra, they left wine that was made kosher by a Jew, where the Jew had purchased it with on credit, Gabi Arisaihu. They left it by their sharecropper, who happened to have been a non-Jew just like them. So Bei Parzak, where Parzak Rofila was a non-Jew, there was a Jewish person that was producing wine with Parzak Rofila's grapes, and he was going to pay Parzak Rofila for those grapes after he sells some of his wine. He purchases it on credit, and they leave it by their non-Jewish sharecropper. So the Shaila was, is that good enough? Can you trust that no one was menasech the wine? So Savra, Ban Kamed Rav Lemeimar, the Talmidim that were in front of Rav wanted to say that the wine should be mutter, because ki chashin le gomlin, when are we worried about gomlin, that you're not going to mind when this guy is menasech, they're going to let the guy in to be menasech the wine because in case the roles are ever reversed, he'll allow the other guy the same rights. Hani mili echad de kamosif hai gabe hai. That's only when each one, it's normal for each one to leave items by the other to be shomer. Aval hacha, but in this situation, kivin da arise davdarki lo suve be parzak rofila. But in this case, since it's not normal for the artist to leave something by be parzak rofila, I mean, parzak rofila, he's like the vice president. He's the second in command. He's a high government official. So he'll leave things by the Aris that the Aris should watch. The Aris would never have the audacity to ask Parzagrofila to watch things for him. So the Gomlin lo Cheshinin. So we're not Choshesh for Gomlin in such a case, because the roles would never be reversed. Rava disagrees. Amar lo Rava. So Rava said to his Talmid, meaning this was, again, this story happened with the Rabbanon Kamei de Rava, which means Rava's Talmidim all wanted to say that in this case it should be mutter. So Rava says, no, it should not be mutter. Adrabba, that afilu mandiyam malochashin legomlin, even in the opinion that we're not choshish for gomlin, that the balabais is going to leave the balayayin to be menasech in order that the balayayin should do him a favor likewise. Hanimi leichud lo mirtas minei. That's only in a case where the balabais is not afraid of the balayayin, and he could tell him no. I mean, the balayayin is going to come knocking at the door and say, I want that wine. I want to be menasech the wine. And the balabais might say, I'm sorry, I have a job to do and I'm supposed to protect this wine and you're not allowed to. But over here, it's the aris that's watching wine for a very important government official. So the very important government official comes knocking at the door, and what are you going to do? You're going to say, no, I'm not letting you in? So for sure he's going to allow him in to be menasech, and he's going to cover for him. So even if normally you're not choshish for gomlin, over here you have to be choshesh that he's going to let him in. So now the Gemara brings a maisa about a chashash that a guy touches wine. Ha'u kracha, there was a certain city, Davyasa Bechamer di Yisrael, where there was wine that belonged to a Jew. Ishtaka chovil chavim, davakai beni dani. They found an ovil chavim that was standing in between the barrels. So Rava says, im nitvas lav kaganav, if this guy is weak and he's afraid of the judges in the city, and if he's afraid of being caught as a ganav, if he's found touching the wine, then chamra shari, then the wine is going to be mutter. So you have to know his position. Tosfos writes that the wine was in the rechov, and there was a guy, and there was also yayin belonging to the guy over there. So even though the guy is not going to be nitfas lev kaganav for being there, but if he'd been nitfas kaganav for touching the wine is going to be mutter. So you can explain his presence, but he would never be able to explain why he's touching somebody else's wine. So that, and then the wine is going to be mutter. V'lo, but if the guy is not worried about being nitfas alav kaganav, meaning he has a reason to explain exactly what he's doing there and exactly, right? So then, asr, then the wine is going to be asr, because then you can assume that he's afraid of nothing, and he certainly touched the wine in such a case. So Adron Lach, Rabbi Yishmael, Bez Hashem, next time we will pick up on Tuesday morning with Hasocher Es HaPoel. Sorry for the abbreviated shir, but I have a chasna to get to, so everyone should have a wonderful day.